everybody. It's Weenie in the Butt here live at the Quahog Air Show. We're all ready for the Weenie Sound-A-Like Contest.
I don't know, but I don't think they can say my catchphrase because they no funny.
Oh, there it is. And if you think you can say that just like Weenie here, you could win $97.1 for the cool weekend ahead.
Weenie in the Butt. Weenie in the Butt.
Cool weekends in the morning. 97.1 FM.
Cool weekends in the morning with Weenie in the Butt.
WQHG 97.1.
Weenie in the Butt.
In the morning, cool weekends.
FM.
Weenie
in the Butt.
And welcome back.
Excuse me, I gotta find a lost kid. Can I use your mic?
That's what she said.
Whoa, you got butt slam!
Listen, I could really use a hand here.
That's what he said.
Butt slam!
That's Manic Monkey on 97.1.
Manic Monkey, 97.1.
Cool weekends in the morning.
All weekend long.
Weenie and the Butt.
In the morning.
On the radio.
Give me that.
Stewie Griffin, will you please report to the radio? Stewie Griffin.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
I think this call is a hoe.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get out this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hey everybody, this is RBCP and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for October 24th, 2016. Today's show is sponsored by Kuraz. He's been responsible for more mishaps on the show than anyone. Fucking Kuraz, thanks a lot. So that opening that I posted, which I'll probably have to take off of the YouTube video, that's what you get for watching this on YouTube, but that opening I posted, that's from Family Guy, obviously, and a few shows ago, I was trying to figure out what the origin of Butt Slam probably was. Because me, personally, I got it from one of the other hosts on PCN, I think, or maybe from the listeners, I don't remember. And I assumed it's just something that actual DJs do, because it really does sound like something a DJ from the 1990s would say on FM radio. But a guy named Jick, he posted a comment on YouTube and said that the butt slammed thing was from Family Guy. So I looked it up on YouTube and there it was. So that's what you heard. If you want to watch the video version of that, I put a link in the show notes. It actually goes on for quite a bit longer. Like you can hear stuff like this.
And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
Dickie the Punchline Donkey on Cool 97.1.
Cool. Weekend.
On the radio.
In the
morning.
FM.
Cool.
WQHG.
Cool weekends.
In the morning.
On 97.1.
97.1.
Or you can hear stuff like this.
Weenie in the Butt.
97.1.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Oh my God.
WQHG.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
You're listening to the radio.
Okay, now you don't have to watch the video anymore. You've heard it all. It doesn't matter. Don't bother going to the link in the show notes. But thank you, Jick, for figuring that out for us. Now we know one possible origin for where Butt Slammed came from. Or, excuse me, I mean Butt Slammed, where that came from. So people are still asking me about calls of mass confusion. And the people that are still asking me that are lazy. You know, you're bad listeners. You are not good fans of the Snowplow Show, because I've mentioned this before a few shows ago about how Jihad is currently in prison and all that stuff from filming prank calls that I was doing inside of a mall. Or no, I guess he's not in prison anymore, or he never was in prison. So what happened with calls of mass confusion, in case you're too lazy to listen all the way up through the voicemails where we talked about it last time, but me and Jihad and I think Laugh Track Matt, Carlito, Dwight, and Axpa, we were all hanging out on a conference on one Saturday or Sunday morning about a month ago, and we were making prank calls to various stores inside of a mall, while Jihad and his film crew, they walked around videotaping the hilarity that we were causing to happen. And apparently mall security, they didn't seem to appreciate the hilarity that we were causing to happen at their mall. So while we were talking to a cashier at a certain store, we hear mall security approach Jihad and the film crew, And I forget exactly what was said, but it was like, excuse me, gentlemen, and we heard something about privacy. And I actually got the cashier lady to set the phone down on the counter near them so we could kind of listen as Jihad and Band and the other guy, whose name I always seem to forget. Sorry, other guy. It's Jihad's fault, because sometimes I think I hear Band's real name, and then it's just Band, and I don't know who anyone is. Anyway, they actually got arrested. They had to go to the police station and get booked and everything, and they have to go to court soon. I think at some point this month, or perhaps next month, but, you know, they're actually getting lawyers, and it sucks, you know, because this kind of puts an end to calls of mass confusion, most likely, anyway. You know, we're kind of waiting to see what happens with court. And they're not going to get into major trouble. You know, it's probably just going to be a fine or something. But what really sucks is that they have to deal with all of this stuff. You know, they have to go to court and possibly have this on their record. I mean, it's just a misdemeanor. I don't think this is going to end up being a felony or anything like that. Because really, what were they even doing? They were just walking around a mall with cameras. That's all they did. So calls of mass confusion, it is pretty much on hold right now. And it might not come back. But I'm sure the videos, you know, everything that we've completed will come back. Because Jihad had big plans for this thing. And he actually had a good, I forget how many exactly. But he had at least 10 episodes fully completed. And I think it was more like 15. Like 15 full episodes of calls of mass confusion, and he had a date already for, you know, the startup date for the season, and you guys were gonna get a calls of mass confusion every single week for a really long time, apparently. So the good news is that I'm sure it's gonna be released someday. We just don't know when at this point, and that's all up to Jihad and his film crew, I guess. You know, it'll come out someday, because holy crap, they put a lot of work into it. But for now, the calls of mass confusion, that's on hold until we see how things turn out for Jihad and his film crew. And I'm being completely serious, by the way. I know I kid around a lot on this show, but this isn't a joke. Jihad actually got in trouble for filming things. And I'll have more news on this as soon as it's available. I think that's all the updates I have for today's show. So let's get started with things. I got this email from Incognito. It's a list of numbers I need to call. It says, Mr. Carter, pretend I'm reading this in an Eastern European accent. It says, Mr. Carter, below are some homeowners with Halloween decorations on their house. Basically, I walked through this neighborhood, wrote down their addresses, and found their numbers online. I've also already called each one to confirm that it's a working number and just told them that I had the wrong number when they picked up. So not only did Incognito go out and do some field work for me, but he came back and he looked on whitepages.com or wherever else you find that kind of information and got all the phone numbers and called them and made sure that they worked. That's amazing. And not only that, but there's a big list of ideas here to do with the numbers. So like I said on the last show, I'm no longer a prank caller, I'm just a producer. Just kind of taking your handwritten material and turning it into audio stuff. So let's call the first number on the list and see if this is all for real, or if Incognito's just trying to sabotage my show again, like he always does.
Hello?
Hello, Dylan?
No.
Oh, did I reach Dylan and Regina?
No, we don't have a Dylan here.
Oh, well, Regina, are you on 351 Hill?
No.
Oh, geez, you're making this really difficult. Damn it. Okay, well, thanks anyway, then.
All right.
You big liar, because I know you're Dylan. Yep, I knew it. Incognito, he's just trying to screw with my show again. But let's try the next one on the list. It's supposed to be Nolan and Teresa.
Hello.
Hello, Nolan.
You got me.
Oh, hey, Nolan. It's Roy. I live down the street from you.
Oh, yes.
Yep, and I noticed those Halloween decorations in your yard.
Yes.
And they look really similar to the ones that were stolen from my yard last year.
No, sorry about your luck. I've had them for years.
Oh, I don't know, because they sure look just like the ones that someone stole from me. Are you sure you guys weren't, you know, coming to my yard and stealing my decorations?
Well, why don't you come and see me? No, I don't need to steal. What is your problem?
Well, I don't know. It just seems really suspicious that you have the exact same decorations that were stolen from me last year.
Buddy, these decorations were given to me by my next-door neighbor 10 years ago.
Oh, a likely story.
I don't know where you've been. I've been here for 30 years.
Oh, I've been here for... That doesn't mean you can steal my decorations. I've only been here for 10.
I didn't steal your decorations.
Crap. Let's call him right back. He's got to realize it's a prank at least. I don't want him eyeing all his neighbors suspiciously. Or maybe I do, I don't know. Sounds kind of funny, really.
Hello.
Hey, Nolan, I was just kidding earlier. I'm actually with the water company.
Fuck you. You've done pissed me off.
Oh, no. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be doing some work on your yard.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. We got to do some work on your water pipes. We're upgrading the pipes and getting...
Not in my yard.
Well, no. I'm saying because you have all those Halloween decorations up, we're not going to make you take them all down. We're going to dig underneath and go from the bottom to get to your pipes.
I don't like the way you're handling any part of this, pal.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't usually do customer service. I usually just work on the pipes.
Well, you've got a bad fucking attitude.
Well, don't yell at me, Jesus. We're going to dig a hole in the street out in front of your house.
No, you call me and accuse me of stealing something, and now you want to do something in my yard? Kiss my ass.
I was just trying to lighten the mood. That's all. Oh, no. Oh, he hung up. He was trying to pick up, and I could have done my dial tone trick, but I didn't have my tablet ready. It wasn't hooked up to everything. I really need a dedicated tablet just for the show, because I always take this tablet and I play The Simpsons on it. You know, the Tapped Out game? It's all I ever do anymore. So you can blame Tapped Out that I couldn't play that trick on him, and you can blame Carlito for getting me hooked on that game. Both of those were ideas submitted by Incognito. I was going to try and convince him that we were going to tunnel in along the side of his pipe so we could work on him that way, so we wouldn't have to mess up his decorations, but he ruined it. Just hung up on me before I could finish. This next one's last name is La Liberty, I think. Or Lally Birdie.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Lally Birdie?
Who's calling?
This is Roy. I live down the street from you here on Hill. And I was just calling about your Halloween decorations.
What about them?
Well, they're kind of distracting. Like every day I drive to work and I have to slow down to look at them. Can you just take them down? Because you're making me late for work.
Is this some kind of joke?
Oh, no, of course not. I wouldn't joke. I just...
Well, they're not mine.
Whose are they? Did you steal them from someone? What do you mean they're not yours?
Roy, is it?
Mm-hmm, yeah, Roy, R-O-Y.
Okay. Where you live, Roy?
I'm down here in the 300 block.
Okay. Well,
I just need to get to work on time. That's all I'm saying. Can you just take them down so I can get to work on time?
No.
Because I have to slow down and look at them because they look cool. And
fine,
it's kind of
whatever.
Getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
What? What was that?
Huh?
Did you call me a son of a bitch?
I said you goofy son of a bitch.
I'm not a...
What is your problem?
Well, my problem is that I can't get to work on time anymore because of your damn decorations.
Well, whatever.
But you don't care? You're not going to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to do something.
But whose decorations did... Who'd you steal them from?
Fuck you.
What? What the hell, Incognito? What kind of neighborhood do you live in? This is the grouchiest neighborhood ever. Probably because they all live next to Incognito and they have to deal with his bullshit all the time. That was sort of an idea by Incognito. He said you were late for work because everyone is slowing down to look at their decorations. I should try that one too, just so they can tell me there's not that much traffic on their street.
Hello?
Hello, Dylan?
No Dylan here.
Ah, fuck! Alright, well, thanks anyway. I didn't mean to call that one back. That was the first one that I called. That was the wrong people. Wait, let me call him back one more time. Just so I can try out an old 1970s prank call on him.
Hello?
Hello, this is Dylan. Has there been any calls for me today?
Yeah, but I don't know how you're getting them on my phone, because I don't know any Dylans.
Oh, great. Well, can you give me the numbers that called? I need to give them a call back. I gave him your number.
I don't have any idea what number's called.
Well, oh no, just look on your caller ID. I'm selling a car, and I need those people
I don't care what you're selling. I don't have the numbers.
Okay, well, look, I need you to write down all the people that call, and then I'll call back later. And
I'm not going
to
write down anybody that calls.
Well, I need you to, because I don't have a phone. And
I'm not going to do that.
I'm trying to sell a car.
I don't want them calling my number.
Well, they're going to, because I put the ad up already.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to take numbers for
you. You're going to get a bunch of calls for a 1953 Ford motherfucker.
I don't care what it is.
But I need you to write it down so you can tell people what
I'm
you're
not
selling.
Write it down.
And I need you to write down how many miles I've got on it.
I'm not going to write down anything.
You have to. What else are you doing? Come on. Help a neighbor out. Okay, next on the list is Donna. Donna actually flipped me off while I was taking a picture of her decorations. I don't know who she thinks she is, but I don't have to take that.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Stupid Donna. All right, next is Walter.
Hi, you've reached the Johnson residence. Sorry, we're not
okay.
here to get...
So I've called every number on the list now, and nobody's picking up, probably because it's kind of early in the day. And people are out doing things and working and stuff like that. So I'm going to save Incognito's list and I'm going to try this again in the evening time. So I can hopefully include the rest of these numbers on a future show. But that was pretty awesome, Incognito. Thanks for doing all that footwork for me. If anyone else wants to do this, that would be awesome. Just kind of walk around in your own neighborhood. Go a few blocks over. See, this could be our October thing. September is Dingtimber. October could be the month where you walk around in your neighborhood and write down addresses that have Halloween decorations for me. Then you just come home and look on white pages and hopefully there will be phone numbers on those addresses. But I guess if you don't want to do all that hard work like Incognito did, you don't really have to do that part. So get outside for once in your life, go take a nice walk around the neighborhood, enjoy the beautiful fall weather, and snap pictures and write down addresses of your neighbors that have Halloween decorations up so that I can call and yell at them about it. You can send your findings to rbcp@phonelosers.org or just go to phonelosers.org/contact. You know, we could do this for Christmas time, too, if you guys want to get out and walk around in the snow. Just walk around your neighborhood and write down some addresses of people that have Christmas lights up, especially people that have Christmas lights up in January, so I can call them up and yell at them about that. I know somebody sent me numbers like that last year or maybe the year before where I got to yell at people for having their decorations up still in January. That was kind of fun. I've got a request here from someone named Pike. Pike sends me the number for a guy named Peter, and he says Peter's the owner of a restaurant I used to work at. The guy is a total dick and yells at staff in front of customers. Tell him you are with blah 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 distributing his beer supplier, and you're going to assess a dumbass fee of a computer error that can't be fixed. Let's give this a try.
Thanks for calling. This is Peter.
Hey, Peter. This is David from... The
I'm sorry, can you speak up, David? I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, turn up your hearing. This is David from distributing the
okay.
beer supplier.
I thought Adam was my guy.
Right. Well, I'm calling you. I'm from customer service. You don't have to be a smartass just because I'm not Adam. I just needed to let you know that.
Sir, I'm having a hard time. Wait a minute. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Well, so it doesn't. So
if you're trying to jump in my face right now, I've not had the best of days. So. Good day, sir.
Well, you don't need to be a dick about it. I'm trying to...
Hi, and thanks for calling. You've reached the recorded message for Peter...
All right, he's just not picking up now at the pizza place. The pizza place phone is just ringing off the hook there. Hopefully driving customers insane. I've let it ring about 20 times now. All right, he's not going to pick up. I'm just going to have to leave a message.
Hi, and thanks for calling. You've reached the recorded message for Peter. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish.
Oh, this is a cell phone. I thought this was the restaurant's number. Hey, Peter. I was trying to call you back to let you know about a problem. I'm calling from the beer supplier. But since you're going to be a big fucking jerk, I guess you just don't want to hear about the problem. And I'm going to go ahead and put a dumbass fee on your account. And, you know, you're just going to have to deal with that. It's going to be $49.92 for a dumbass fee. Because you're a big dumbass, Peter. Okay, bye. Have a nice day. There we go. That should set Peter off for you. Even though I really wish I could have called him back one more time. Okay, let's look through some more requests here. I've got one from Brown Magic. He sends me a screenshot of a Facebook post from a girl named Renee. And Renee says, "So, they are paving the road again in front of my house. My paycheck is due in the mail today. Please tell me they will still deliver mail, otherwise I'm quite screwed," to put it mildly. And Brown Magic, he replied to her. He said, "When the mailman can't access your mailbox, they generally burn the undelivered mail, or if that's not practical, shred it. Sorry." And she didn't reply to that for some reason. But let's give her a call. I've already tried to call her before and she wouldn't pick up. This one's from way back in September.
Hello?
Hello, Renee?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Paul from the post office.
Yes.
Okay. Could I speak with Renee, please?
Yes, this is her.
Oh, this is Renee. Okay. I just needed to let you know.
My phone's having bad reception.
Your what?
I said my phone just seems to be like cutting in and out. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's fine. I just needed to let you know. I was delivering your mail about a month ago when you were having the road paved in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I couldn't really get to your front door, so I just kind of threw your mail out in the street, like, toward your house. And my boss wanted me to call and just say I'm sorry, because I think they actually paved over some of your mail.
And okay.
I feel bad about that.
Well, hopefully it wasn't anything important.
Yeah, I hope not. But, yeah, there was just a few days.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Paul. I just couldn't get up to your house, so I just kind of... I threw the mail. I was hoping to throw it farther, but I have a really girly throwing arm, and it just kind of ended up in the street, kind of on the edge.
Oh.
So.
Okay, well, hopefully it wasn't anything that I really needed.
Yeah, well, you know, if it was, it's your problem. But hopefully, like, maybe the workers, they took it out of the road and threw it up in your lawn. Did you find any mail in your lawn that last month?
No.
Huh.
I got a question for you. Why is the number coming up a 937 number?
It's just the way that it works here in Erie. In the post office, it calls through a central computer system invented by Curtis Lee Jones, and it's like our corporate office for the post office. It's actually located in Ohio.
Ah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. But yeah, I'm really sorry about throwing your mail and the box. There was a box, too. It said Amazon on it. And I think they crushed over that with a steamroller, probably.
No, I'm pretty sure this is a BS call.
Why do you think it's a BS call? What are you talking about? Why would it be a BS call? Why would I do this?
Because this is, okay, I could guess who would be behind this, but I don't really care.
Well, who do you think's behind it? What are you talking about?
Okay, Paul.
Okay, well, hey, can you tell that kid?
And Carla have
No, hey,
have
shut up.
Day.
Listen, can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up? Because I'm trying to talk to you. She hung up. I guess I screwed up on this one a little bit. Like, her phone number actually comes from Ohio. It's from the 937 area code. So I made my phone number just some random phone number from the 937 area code. And I realized after she picked up that she actually lives in Pennsylvania. And I should have used a Pennsylvania area code. I totally messed that up. Even though I came up with that completely genius story about Curtis Lee Jones and the home office and everything that was totally believable, she still figured it out somehow. Renee won the prank. I really should start awarding prizes to Roycipients that win the prank call. Send her a trophy with her name on it or something. Thank you for sending that one in, Brown Magic. At least she didn't suspect you of fucking with her. She gave me completely different names than yours. I think I'm going to take a quick break from making prank calls, and instead I'm going to play prank calls from other prank shows that I listen to. I've got a clip here. This kind of relates to my last show about social engineering, and I'm just going to assume that my last episode about social engineering completely inspired iPokeSmot and Gigawatt Man to make this phone call to a pizza place.
Well, this is actually Matt from the corporate office with with the IT department, and we have some computer issues. Any problems with your computer?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay, great. Because we haven't gotten any orders for the last 6 hours from your location.
I've been getting orders like crazy.
Oh, I know, but we haven't been receiving them on our database, so it shows like a red light on my status board here. If you could just read off the last... three or five phone numbers from the last orders, and we could just double check the database, okay?
Do you know how I would read that off for you?
Well, in the computer, I'm not sure which system you have. Do you have the Zenith or the NSE?
Yeah, that's a good question. Which orders did you need?
Just the last five orders, just the phone number, so we can cross-reference.
Okay, I've got the last five orders.
Okay, just one.
Do you want the oldest or the newest?
The newest. Just one more, I'll get a pen.
So there you go. That's about how easy it is to social engineer a pizza place. You can be completely drunk out of your mind and refer to Zenith Televisions, and she'll still give you 10 numbers, because that's about what they got that night. This was the Thursday night show, by the way, from last week on October 20th. iPokeSmot and Gigawatt Man, they occasionally do late night shows, a few times a week usually. On Mixlr.com/iPokeSmot. both of the O's are O's. They're not zeros. Just totally go and put O's in there if you want. It doesn't matter. Or I'll put a link in the show notes to their show if you want to just click on it. Anyway, the funniest part of this particular prank, and this is probably the only reason I'm playing it, is that you get to hear drunk people argue with drunk people. Here's one of the calls that they made to a pizza place customer.
All right, Snails, you take this call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hey, hello? I'm calling from the pizza. You got the pizza earlier?
Yeah, we got our pizza.
Yeah, great, great. Well, I'm sorry. I'm the manager on duty tonight. I'm about to get off. I'm just having to dial through these numbers. And there was a little issue with the pizza we delivered. There's nothing wrong with it. It's an okay pizza, good to eat, very yummy in the tummy. But we delivered it to you upside down.
Upside down? No.
Yeah, pizza. No. We were going to. You're being really nasty on the phone. Lady said you were nasty on the phone, and we're gonna flip your pizza upside down. So it was all. It was all. I don't care what you think, woman. I don't care what the nasty lady thinks. We're gonna flip the pizza, but it got delivered right side up on accident. So if you got any of the pizza left, just turn it upside down right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, turn the pizza, flip your pizzas, please, because that's the way it was supposed to come to you. It was supposed the delivery driver was supposed to take the box and turn it upside down so all the toppings are stuck to the cardboard because we didn't like you calling the place.
I don't know who you're getting called rude.
I'm not what? Rude. I'm just honest. I'm sorry.
I don't know who
Well, who are you?
You know say what? It. I want say to talk to your the, fucking manager. Cause
I all right,
let me hold on. You let me put the manager on the line. I got to transfer him over. Just hold on for a sec.
Hello, this is the pizza manager. How can I help you?
You know what? I don't know what our pizza was delivered perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody rude here, and it's fine. And I get this phone call.
Well, ma'am,
we have a pattern of you being rude to our employees.
I wasn't rude to nobody, and that driver got a very nice tip.
Yeah, how much? What, $2? You call that a nice tip?
You know what?
Bullshit.
No, let's try about $6.
$6, oh my ass. Fucking $6.
You know what?
Yeah.
We put wood shavings on
I'm going to drive. I don't know who in the fuck you are. Fuck you, because I'm calling back tomorrow morning.
Good.
Or driving down there.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Where you're getting being rude. Good.
Yeah.
Good. You know what? Hold on. Talk to my husband.
Okay, I'll talk to him. Okay. Because I'm management.
Put a big man on the phone.
Put a big man on the phone.
Yep. Put the
You know what?
What?
What pizza do you work at? Where?
What do you mean, where?
There's only one.
What street? Bullshit, motherfuckers.
It's on.
I work at Nasty Lady Street.
You want our phone number? I'll give it to you.
Fuck you. You know what?
It's
fuck
not.
You.
What?
And I'm going to play one more clip here. This is where they called those people back and got to have a nice conversation with the husband, who also appears to be drunk.
Hello?
Hello.
Ah,
so this is Pizza Corporate. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. Yeah, we just talked to a nasty woman.
Hey, where are you located?
We're on Spenard
there
Road.
There ain't no nasty woman here.
Spenard
we
Road.
We ordered a pizza.
You're a
we
nasty.
We got
nasty.
It delivered it on time.
I'm sorry, your pig wife.
Yeah, your whore wife.
Who is this?
This is Michael with
You call my wife a whore?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a pig.
She sucked off the delivery driver. But we're not calling about that. We're calling about the baking soda level on your dough. Now, you order gluten-free, right?
I ordered a meat lover's thin crust.
Why do you want a thin crust? What are you, a thin dick?
You're telling me my wife sucked off the delivery guy?
Yeah.
No, we're... Yeah.
We get on video, and So could you put her on the phone? Because we like to talk to her.
Hang on.
Okay, I need some action too, you know.
You know what? I'm going to be down there at that store in 3 minutes and talk
to
the fucking
manager.
Come on,
hurry up. Hurry it up.
Yeah, hurry
up. In here. I got all night.
Yep, I need a dick sucking right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go
you
there.
You know what?
You come through the door, I'm going to slap you on the butt.
Bam. I have no fucking clue either.
So I'll put a link in the show notes to iPokeSmot's show, which is located at mixlr.com/iPokeSmot. But both of the O's are zeros. Don't forget that. Or just click on the link in my show notes, because they made other calls to pizza places, and it was pretty entertaining. And I will put a link to the actual show in their show reel, so you can listen to that episode from October 20th, 2016. But their show reel is pretty empty. Their archive, you know? So I think they delete shows. I don't know if they put them up somewhere else after. Maybe iPokeSmot will let you know in the comments section.
Yeah, hey, Brad, it's Justin. Yeah, I'm working in my apartment complex.
That's nice,
apart
Justin.
Bathtubs and shit like that.
Yep.
And just got around to listen to the Snowplow show, last Stinktember ever, hopefully, because, it's funny for a minute.
Oh, come on.
I don't know, man. If you do Dinktober, then might have some issues, bro.
Yep.
I think you should do another whole month afterwards for the Tenants from Hell calls. Because being an apartment manager, I really think that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, you should give me numbers to your tenants. Come on.
Anyway,
come on, Justin.
Catch you later. Love you, bye.
You can't just tell me you're an apartment manager and not send in numbers for me to prank call. I expect a full PDF list of all of your tenants and all of their information ASAP. Hurry the fuck up, Justin.
Well, here's your awesome thing to say. My name is Curtis Lee Jones, and you have practically wrecked my life. One of the things
poor
you
Curtis.
Have done is you've got my landlord against me. I have a child, and you have definitely infringed my rights putting this Curtis Lee Jones super hacker out there, because that is not me.
That's what you get
again
for having such a dumb name.
You can call me too and let's talk about this.
No. So I just assumed that one was fake, you know, just some PLA guy trying to be funny. So I put the number that he called from into Facebook, and it comes up with the account of someone who is named Curtis Jones, Curtis L. Jones. And I don't have any friends in common with him. You know, he's not friending a bunch of PLA people. But he is bitching about this. The same thing that he just left a voicemail about. And people are responding to it like it's real. So I think this is actually a real voicemail. Some guy is pissed off at me because I wrote about some guy in Pennsylvania that has the same name as him. Which, I mean, come on. The last name is Jones. It's a common name. This would be like someone named John Smith complaining at me because I use their name. But people are commenting like, there's only one Curtis Lee Jones because the world couldn't tolerate any more of him, lol. And I'm scrolling through his timeline. There's at least 3 posts where he talks about this, and he's just kind of pissed off about the whole thing. But I don't think I really feel too bad about this. It's not like I made up the name. Curtis Lee Jones is the name of the biggest computer super hacker in the entire world. There's nothing I can do about that. I just wrote about him. In fact, let's go look at his page here real quick, which is located at phonelosers.org/Curtis, if you happen to not know who Curtis Lee Jones is. And look at that, there's a picture of the actual Curtis Lee Jones right there. So if your landlord is kicking you out of your apartment, Curtis Lee Jones, he needs to learn how to Google better. Or, you know, just look at the picture and see that it's not you. Wow, and I just Googled Curtis Lee Jones and hid the private results, and it's still nothing but phone losers on here. His entire identity is just dictated by us. We've got the top 10 results here on Curtis. Yay, us. Got the market cornered on this guy.
Hey, Roy, just listened to the wiki entry. Went to your wiki, and I checked out words you couldn't say, like pin.
Yep.
And that was cool. That whole, like, the next 20 minutes of all that was funny as get out.
Thanks.
And,
I'm glad you enjoyed laughing at me.
If you got an email database, you should just have a robot emailer like once every 1 month or 1 month or 2 months. Just, go out and just say, hey, want to donate? And that could be big. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, I'm going to do it, and it's going to be this guy's fault. I'm going to start sending out spam emails and begging all of my listeners to please listen to me. So everyone, please make sure your emails are updated with me so that you'll be able to get the email where I'm asking you to send me money. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be a good one. And yeah, I'll also post a link to this wiki page, which seems to be the most popular wiki page right now. The list of words that I struggle to pronounce. Hey, look, nobody put the word ohms on there. Remember I used to say ohms? You bunch of dummies, you forgot to put that one on there.
Yo, Brad, listen, check this out.
Okay.
Halloween's coming up. I don't know if you've seen this. We some people posted it on the PLA Phone Losers group on Facebook.
I never go to that group.
But this is what you need to do. It's going around that people are posting posters up saying, if your kids wear these costumes, they are offensive. Like, Superman is white people. Aliens, Indians, everything.
Yep, everything's offensive.
What you need
offensive.
To do is, since Halloween's coming up, you need to call people, homeowners, and tell them that if their kids either say that if their kids are coming to your house, that it's racist and that you will throw eggs at them or something, or that if, or maybe something about, like, their pussies because they don't let your kids wear those costumes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can figure it out. You're a genius, Brad.
Aw, thanks.
Cactus Katniss, bye.
Yeah, I like that idea. I could just call up people in a neighborhood and be like, hey, it's Roy, your neighbor. I need you to make sure that your kids don't come as anything offensive. Because we had so many problems with that last year.
Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning.
Good morning where I am right now.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd call to say
nice.
Good morning and also wish you a great day.
Good morning.
So have a good day.
Yep. Good day
good
to
morning.
You too, sir.
And all that crap. If you get this in the evening or the afternoon or some other time.
Oh, so it's a little in the afternoon right now, but whatever. I'll give you a free pass on this one.
Hope you're having a good one. I really like your show. You're very funny. You're informative.
Thank you.
I haven't heard much news lately, though, RBCP. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Not much news. Anyways, whatever. It's not a big deal. I'm just saying, you know, maybe it's a slow news month, week.
Yeah, yeah. Or
several
a year.
Months. So news. I'd like to hear a little news bits.
Okay.
News chunks.
I'm gonna do news, just
news
for you.
Stories about phones. Phones ringing. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for the suggestion. You know, maybe I should just do a news story right now, here, real quick, in the middle of the voicemails, since you want your goddamn news so bad. Here, let me shut off my Simpsons Tapped Out game, load up my soundboard app, let me push the breaking news button. Breaking news, everyone. Or, I guess, not breaking news, really. But David Lee Roth, he's been getting prank calls. He's like, help, I have a stalker. I've got this news story here on blabbermouth.net. David Lee Roth, in an official post on his website, and a blog post, the singer writes, help! I have a stalker, a very real one. 75 stalker phone calls in the last 4 months, all of them at 5:30 to 6 in the morning, all 917 and 301 area codes, every now and then at 2 in the afternoon, never on the weekend. The phone calls show up on my old phone, but they don't show up on the phone bill. Somebody knows a little bit about tech, they even know how to remove the number out of my phone when they want to. I think that deserves the oh my god sound. The holy shit sound. This is not the first time I've bought the land and gotten some of the unhappy Indians. This is David Lee Roth talking, I guess that makes sense somehow. There's a list of unhappy ex-colleagues, as there always is in showbiz, but this stalker is particularly obsessed, and they're no longer prank calls. Having been through the process with the private detectives, the lawyers, FBI, and ex-FBI, I can speak with some authority. These stalker calls come under the heading of domestic terrorism. And you know what? This is a really long article, and I'm not going to read all of this because it's actually kind of boring. I've been skimming through it, and it just rambles on and on and on. So that's all the news you get. That's one that I had in my show notes, and I wasn't sure if I was actually going to use it because, you know, who the hell is David Lee Roth, for one thing? But if you know who David Lee Roth is, that might be mildly interesting, and I'll put a link in the show notes. And you can watch this website recap David Lee Roth's blog post. In other news, David Lee Roth is a blogger, and it sounds like he's really paranoid. I mean, really, he's going to write a blog post for just a few months of phone calls? This really makes me want to prank call David Lee Roth.
Hey, Brad, I've got some incredibly fucking awesome things to say. No, not really.
Oh.
I was thinking about this. Have you ever called a random person that was not a fan, and they actually recognized your voice and knew who you were?
Nope.
I mean, as you grow, I assume that eventually that will happen.
Yeah, and I'll just have to quit.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be curious about that, and I'd love to hear that happen. That'd be pretty crazy. Also, you suck for never playing my song request, and you know which one that is. Oh. The one with the ringing phones. But I'll keep sending it to you until you do. All right, thanks, fucker.
Okay.
Texas
to you, too. Yeah, I know exactly what song request you mean. I'll get right on that. I'll probably play it on the end of today's show.
Hey, RBCP, it's Trunk from Trunk Thumbs here. And I just want to say I listened to your October 18th show. I know it's hilarious. I really love the social engineering, and it reminds me back of the phone show days and some of the older stuff you did. It's just a great throwback episode you put together. But
thanks.
I have a quick question for you. I know you keep talking about getting your show bigger and having everyone, you know, getting all these subscribers and people listening to the show and supporting you. But do you think there's going to be a point where you get too big? And I know this is probably a long time from now.
So.
I don't even know if you'll get that big to the point where you can stop doing your actual job and do a full-time snowplow show. But if you become that, do you think you're going to have so many listeners that you're not going to be able to play all our voicemails and it's going to get so many people calling in that you're just not going to be able to keep up with everyone? And
yeah.
I hope that doesn't come down to, and I hope that if you do get big, you remember every single one of us that are helping you make the show. And either way, if you don't, I'm just glad that you're still making shows for all of us listening to. As always, love the show, Brad, and keep up the great work.
Thanks. Yeah, when I become a millionaire from this stuff, I'm totally going to forget about all of you. Come on, you guys know you would too. I'm going to be like, Trunk Films who? Olga? I've never heard of Olga. What the fuck is a Corbin guy? That's what I'm going to be like when I have a bunch of money and my show's syndicated across the internet on like 12 different websites. And what was your other question? I completely forget. Oh, will I not be able to play all the voicemails? Probably. I hope that happens. Sometimes I can't play them all right now. Like right now I have 60 voicemails left, and I don't think you want to hear them all on this show. So I think Trunk Films is going to be my last voicemail for today, and maybe later this week I'll release another show that has the rest of the 60 voicemails. I know you guys can't wait for that. What I'm really hoping is going to happen is that I'll get so many voicemails that I'll just have to make pretty much every show voicemails. And I'll stop doing prank calls and it'll just be a voicemail show. And that way I won't have to do as much work, because I won't have to make prank calls and stuff. I can just do 5 voicemail shows a week and collect all of your money, and I'll be living the American dream. I can't wait. Let's do another request before I quit the show. I've got one here from a guy named Drake. He sent this back in July. He says, "Hey, Mr. Roy, here's my youth pastor's phone number." He posted on his Facebook that he lost several of his contacts when he switched from his iPhone 6 to his Samsung Galaxy 7 S7 Edge. His name is Wes. He lives in this city. And he sent me a screenshot of the youth pastor talking about losing his contacts.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve from AT&T Wireless.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that we've set up the phone tap and the recording device on Wes' line. And we're all ready to go. So if you want to log in to track the calls and stuff, it's all ready for you.
I have no idea what that means. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, we put a phone tap on. You requested it for Wes' line? We put a phone...
I did not.
Yeah, we put a phone... Oh, well, yeah, it's from your office. Is this the DEA?
I'm sorry?
Are you with the DEA? Who's this?
No.
Oh, who's this?
This is Wes...
Oh, silly me. I didn't mean to call you. I was trying to call someone else. I'm sorry.
Okay, can I ask what that's about?
Oh, no, I think I wasn't, I wasn't supposed to call you. I was supposed to call some other guy in his office. I just work for the phone company, just setting up phone taps on people's lines.
Do we know why there's a phone tap being put on my line?
Oh, well, no. Just forget I said that. Just pretend it didn't even happen, because I wasn't supposed to let you know about that. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Just don't worry your pretty little head over it.
Well, I'm going to, because that's a weird phone call to have.
I know. It's my mistake. You know, they change these forms all around, so I thought your phone number was his phone number. And,
wait, do you have a manager I can talk to?
What a mess. Oh, no, my manager, he went out to return some videos, so he's not around currently, but...
Supervisor, anybody I can talk to?
No, I'm just at the switching station right now. I'm all by myself. I'm at the central office. I was just putting one of these boxes on... Oh, never mind, I shouldn't be telling you this. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, you have a nice day, Mr. Oh man, that is one confused youth pastor now. I hope you feel horrible, Drake, for doing this to your youth pastor. You're a bad person for sending me his number. Here, let's change my caller ID. I'm going to make my caller ID show AT&T Wireless this time. And probably this won't work because he's going to recognize my voice.
Unless I talk like Willie.
That'll be believable.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello. This is Willie from AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah, we noticed a sudden spike in your data usage on your phone. Okay. And I just wanted to know if you might want to, you know, upgrade your data plan because, holy crap, man, your data's going crazy.
My data is unlimited.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, unlimited, that just means three gigabytes. No, most people don't use that much, but I don't know. Something must you must be running some sort of audio server, something on your phone. I don't know. It's just using up data like crazy right now. Just started happening.
Can I ask you a question? Why you just called me, and then you called me back?
Oh no, I never called. This is my first call. I'm from AT&T. I'm just in customer service.
I just talked to you on the phone about a tap.
Oh no! I'm totally not the guy you talked to just 5 minutes ago. That wasn't me. I'm calling to find out if you want to get some more data or data, whichever way.
Can I talk to your manager?
My manager, I don't know. He's not on the floor right now. We're in a large call center. It'll take a while for him to get here.
Great. I'd love to talk to him.
Well, you don't need to be grouchy with me. Come on. I've had a bad day too.
Sir, are you with AT&T?
Yes, of course. I don't see why you got to yell at me like that. I'm just doing my job here. I'm just trying to upsell you on data.
I'm not yelling.
You're kind of yelling.
I just want to talk to your manager.
Can I have an attitude?
I don't have an attitude. And I'm the customer.
You don't have to yell at me when you tell me you don't have an attitude.
Okay, thank you.
For what? I didn't do anything. Thank you for what?
What was your name?
My name's Willie.
That's not your name.
Why'd you ask if you weren't going to believe me? Well, there we go. I guess maybe the youth pastor is more confused now. But at least he probably doesn't believe that there's a phone tap on his line now. He seemed to sense that I was full of crap for some reason. And how did he see through my clever disguise? You know, my amazing voice-changing thing that I did. I thought that was just the perfect elaborate ruse, but apparently not for him. He's too smart for that one. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm sure tired of doing this. So thank you everyone for listening to the show, and thank you Kuraz for sponsoring the show today. And I guess I should give special thanks, but not as special as Kuraz, of course. But special thanks to Jason B, Ty A, Jeff, Stephen W, Default C, Buster C, and Chris and Sarah. You guys are okay too, I guess. But not as awesome as Kuraz, of course. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Or go to phonelosers.org/cactus. Supporting the show forces me to take this stuff more seriously and do more shows. And sometimes you get extra shows. Like 5 extra shows in the past 2 months, I guess now it's been. Here, let me play a clip from the Hobo Show that happened a couple days ago. This is an auction where a lady was trying to win a sign that says something like a pug crossing for her 7 pug dogs, and here's a little bit of yelling that happened.
Right.
Well, listen, ma'am, we looked on Facebook and we found your Facebook account, and we know you don't own a pug. So I don't know,
pug.
I don't know what you think you're trying to do, what you're trying to get away with, but we know you don't own a pug.
Who is this? Is this some kind of a joke?
No, it's not a joke at all. You're the joke, ma'am.
I've got 7 pugs right here in front of me now.
You are so full of shit, ma'am. I can't believe you try and pull one over on us like this.
I want to know who you are and how you got my phone number.
Well, it's on the auction list. You entered an auction and you thought you could win, and we looked on Facebook, and obviously you are a liar. You're a thief and a liar.
Go look on Facebook.
Oh,
and you'll see.
We looked on Facebook. We saw a lady with a labradoodle, and
no, that's not me. You're looking at the wrong person on Facebook.
No, I think I got. I know exactly who I'm looking at, ma'am.
Using somebody. Oh, really? Then what's my name?
Oh, look. I tell you what. Put your labradoodle on the phone right now, and we'll.
You tell me what my name is.
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit, ma'am. That's a little bit of the call. She was totally insulted when I suggested that she owned a Labradoodle. I think Labradoodle was a trigger word. And she was just completely insulted by someone suggesting that she owned anything different than a pug. So if you want to hear that call and a few other calls to pug auction winners, and I think there's a callback even to that lady with the seven pugs. If you want to hear more stuff like that, support the show for $5 a month at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. I think a perfect ending song for today's show would be Play the Game by a band called Redbox and the Chili Peppers. This is the song that's about Curtis Lee Jones. You know, the super hacker, child molester Curtis Lee Jones, not the one that's getting kicked out of his apartment because of what I've written about Curtis Lee Jones on the internet. Nope, not that guy, it's the other one. The one that's probably gonna unleash the most amazing hacker force known to man on me as soon as he gets out of prison.
Ready to play the game.
That's the Curtis Lee Jones I'm talking about.
Curtis Lee Jones, a top fucking hacker, is scaring the operator, threatening to smack her. He's saying he'll choke my fucking neck too.
Dude, you don't fucking get it, do you?
I wish I was smarter to find the first clue, but I'm just a punk-ass inbreeded fool.
How stupid can you fucking be?
I guess I need to go to my library. I'm hardly a genius like you are on phones. I don't have a central computer in my home. Tapping my lines and tracing my calls. Jesus, Curtis, you're like a fucking god. How do you get those impression footprints?
You made me a fucking god, bitch.
Crap, what are you gonna do to me, Kurt?
Dude, you should have did your homework.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine. Just like every time, every fucking time.
You don't understand. I control you, bitch boy. You don't get that, do ya? I'm gonna be fucking laughing as I'm fucking ramming my cock right up your fucking ass, motherfucker. You inbreeded fucking motherfucker. You are fucking stupid. Dude, you don't even have a fucking clue how dumb you are, do you? See, motherfucker, there's three ways you should go about doing things. One, you're not smart enough to even come up with the first fucking clue, asswipe.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine. Just like every time, every fucking time.
Wow, Curtis, this whole thing's a mess.
I do have a way of getting your address.
I didn't mean to piss off a hacker this much. I just wanted to hear you yell at me a bunch. Now it seems like my whole life is through.
Let me tell you exactly what I'm gonna do.
Can you really find me through the telephone switch?
You best understand who you're fucking with.
Please, Curtis, just let me go free. I'll never call your number again. You'll see. You win this round, Curtis. You're the fucking boss.
Now, motherfucker, you pissed me off.
Actually, I'm kidding. Your threats crack me up. I know you're nothing to be afraid of. Your crazy delusions of your hacker past.
I'm gonna stop a mud hole in your fucking ass.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine. Just like every time, every fucking time.
Hey, operator. This is some punk-ass bitch. Now, if you can't trace them down and send it to the police station, then shut the fuck up. Get off the fucking phone. I'm out with these stupid fucking jackasses. They ain't nothing but a punk-ass bitch. Well, let me tell you this, punk boy. Wait till I go get my hands on your fucking neck. It's a punk-ass little boy that soon will get his teeth knocked out in jail. You're a fucking lame fuck.
I'm not a racist. Who the fuck are you?
Then why aren't you letting Nigerians stay in your house?